I'm Cheryl Brutfan, and I'm Director of Curatorial Affairs and Curator of Contemporary Art. I think a very exciting aspect of contemporary art is to have the artist's voice a part of the presentation, not necessarily integrated within the exhibition, but to have the information as a complement to an exhibition. And presumably it becomes a kind of record for the museum, even for the artist, because I think whatever conversations occur in relationship to a specific project become part of not only the artist's history, but our history as well. A public presentation with a living artist is a privilege. It's a privilege for the museum to be able to host. It's a privilege for the curator to be able to have that kind of forum. And it's a privilege for the public to have that access and engage and learn from that kind of conversation done as a public forum. And then if you can have an edited recording available in a location within the museum, I think that's really a kind of ideal situation. You know, it's one of the great things about contemporary art is, as challenging as it may be, the fact is the artist is living in your time, and you have questions, there is the chance that you can ask them of the creator. For instance, Nick Cave was one of the first artist conversations we were able to present since my arrival. He's actually a very shy person. Thankfully, through the relationship we established and the enthusiasm and response of the audience, he was maybe more forthcoming about some of the things in his background. More than revealing, it was really poignant. Phyllida Barlow, who was here, she was very forthcoming as we were able to discuss being an artist, being a woman artist, being a woman artist who's also a mother, being a woman artist who's a mother, and entering the art world at this moment in time, which is very different than when she started out in the 60s. And while there's reference to that, to actually hear her was very different than when you read about it. So I think there are always those kind of revelations, if you're lucky enough to be with an artist who feels safe in being able to respond to you and to the audience who's nearby. You know, making it as comfortable as possible can also mean, you know, I'll help with the PowerPoint. I think what's critical is you need to be prepared and you need to have sort of a idea of how you'd like the conversation to go, knowing that it's never going to go that way. You know, I think part of creating that safe environment is that the artist knows that you know what the deal is, that you're hoping to explore something a little further for the benefit of the public.